talking with Derek the Irish Chaplain, who has, as his name should suggest, an Irish background. Because what we're talking about here is this group of lads, a group of Irish lads, coming to America. And they're going to play against our boys in maroon and orange. And they are looking for soccer scholarships. They are trying to play, I believe, in three different locations in our country. They're looking for soccer scholarships, and they are trying to be seen with as many eyes as is humanly possible while they are in America. Derek the Irish Chaplain, welcome to our podcast, The Rogue Report. It's good to have you, sir.
It's good to be here with you guys today.
You know, I've stressed from the beginning that Rogue Squadron needs a chaplain. In fact, I believe that all supporters groups need a chaplain because all teams at one time or another need prayers. And sometimes they are prayers of forgiveness, and other times they are prayers of, please, can we just score a goal? So we're absolutely glad to have you on board. We want to talk a little bit about the Irish education system. I know that sometimes people go, well, why don't they just go to college over there? But it's not that easy. They are here trying to find scholarships in the United States of America. Before we get into that, I want to talk, we've asked everybody on the podcast the last couple of weeks about your history in the game, your background, why soccer, those kinds of things. What are the first memories that you ever had on your soccer journey, your first memories growing up playing in Ireland?
When you're a wee lad, you play with a ball on the street, and I remember, oh, wow. As early as I could walk, playing with a soccer ball on the street with my brothers. And you just it's pickup games that you'd play with two, three guys, and you just evenly balance them out and play on the street. Get a little bit older, you move down to the nearest patch of grass you can find. Get a bit older, and then you're playing in the city leagues. Go to the nearest field, play on the nearest team, then you play against the surrounding teams. And so in my hometown of Limerick, there's probably 50, 60 teams at each age group. So you can play pretty close to each other. No one had cars, so you had to walk everywhere. So you're playing with people kind of in the next subdivision. That's how everyone plays soccer all the time there.
So, you know, we talk about a lot over here for American sports. It's all about your school and representing your school. Was there a lot, do you remember a lot of soccer in school, playing in school when you were growing up?
We had soccer in school, and it was class-based. I remember when I went to what we call high school in the States, so there's kind of a league, and it's by year. So each year has a league, and each class has the school I went to, they broke it down, so there's three or four classes by age, different system than America. So there was always a soccer game on during the lunch break, and it's in the class system.
So we would say freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. What would you say growing up in Ireland?
There'd be first year of high school, second year, third year, fourth year, fifth year, sixth year. Sometimes they'll drop out to 4 years, so they've reduced it to a 5 year system. But the old structure kind of is still there. So that's what, and then what would happen is the school would have an inter-school league, so the top guys would play against the other school. We played in those, but your parents never came to them. It would be just after school, a bus would take you from your school over to the other school you'd play and come home, and there might be 20 people on the sidelines. It's not like this idea of going to a game and there's all the parents screaming and shouting is completely foreign to how I played the game. It was about playing the game. It's very different. Might have changed now, but that's where it was when I was growing up.
How does a Roy Keane or a Robbie Keane or a Damien Duff or some of these guys, how would they be discovered from an Irish background growing up in Ireland? How would they be seen by a team like Manchester United or Chelsea? How do you go about getting discovered when you're growing up in Ireland?
Well, Well, now the Premier League teams have so many more scouts. That's one thing they've done since the big money came to the Premier League. They've got vastly more scouts all over the European islands, the British Isles, and that. So what would happen if, I remember when I was playing, there'd be one kid in your year who was just phenomenal. You know when you're playing, he's just gifted. And there'd always be a couple of, in each school, and typically they'd play, and you'd just be watching them. And then by the time they got into their 13, 14 years of age, they'd be so well known, that handful of really good players, that visiting scouts would be told about them. And probably growing up in Ireland, that's probably my hometown, you might have one or two guys make it to the English whole system. You might have one or two guys in the Premier League. So just the quality of their play, their exceptional ability would single them out at an early age.
We've got a group of guys coming over now who are coming to play Memphis City. They are called the Soccer Scholars USA. They're trying to get scholarships. Why couldn't they just pop off to the nearest university in Ireland? Why? Here we have college soccer, and college soccer is kind of a big deal. A lot of parents are playing competitive because they want to get their kids soccer scholarships. What is the university scene when it comes to soccer in Ireland?
The American system and the Irish system, which is based on the Oxford-Cambridge system, are radically different. In a thumbnail sketch, the American system is inclusive. It tries to have as many people in school, in university as possible. The European system is the opposite. It goes for absolute, a smaller group of quality. One is inclusive, one is exclusive. In Europe, it's pretty much run by the government, and it's subsidized heavily financially by the government. So I don't know what the numbers are, but I'm thinking you're talking about like close to 8 or 10% of the people might go to university after high school. And the whole system is so radically different. When you're 13, 14, you go to high school. You take entrance exams to go to whichever type of high school you want to go to, because there's three basic ones. There's one that's designed for a little bit of academics, a little bit of trade school, right? You have shop. And then you have the other side, which will almost have no shop, and that's designed to get people ready to go to university. And then you have one in the middle, a little bit of both mixed, and that's a comprehensive school. And you have to actually take exams to get into the top-level academic schools when you're 13 years of age. Then when you're about in your third year of school, you take a national exam. Everyone takes the same exam on the same day. So it's a national exam. And then based on your results of that, you'll be advised to go on to your final 2 years of high school and which subjects you take. And the subject that you take in the final year of exam, your final years of high school, your national exams will determine if you go to university or not. Everyone takes the same exam on the same day. So if you wanted to go to school and be a literature major, then you have to take English at an advanced level. There's only X amount of slots in the whole country for English majors. They know, because everyone takes the same exam, they know who gets the best score. And so you'll have to have it's a point system. So you'll have to get X amount of points in English, and then your other subjects, you must get an accumulation of X amount of points. And so they know the day that the exam results go out, they know exactly who's going to go to university.
Well, I got to tell you, and we don't have much time here on our audio boom file, but even though we are heavily, heavily rooting for Memphis City Football Club in its very first friendly against the Soccer Scholars USA of Ireland, at the same time, we're rooting for these guys to get college scholarships so they can come over here and get a quality education, in what you call, as you say, a more inclusive system. So we want them to be able to play. We're rooting for all of them, but we sure hope they lose on Friday night. All right, Derek the Irish Chaplain, thank you for joining us to talk Irish football.